Good morning. Fair warning, this episode is more than a minute long and veers from the AI norm. I've been musing about the Texas border crisis and the general mood of the country. We get nervous about AI, but the fact is that it is used behind the scenes all the time. Hoy en día. More on that later. So I started thinking about our general collective political mood, election year, and all the tension. And the fact is, we are more polarized now than ever. Funny thing is, we sometimes sound exactly alike, and we should take a photo negative of one and make it the other to get the 30,000-foot view. Bill O'Reilly is a good example. Some call him far right. I think he's much closer to center right than some give him credit for. But these are polarizing times, so we are pushed left or right, albeit unknowingly. And Bill, he is a fiery character. He goes hot Irish on occasion. He made famous the We'll Do It Live soundbite. I have included the link below, but I have included the audio also. Take a listen.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a... I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live! And thing sucks.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
I will say, as far as the soundbite, he recovered and handled it perfectly. TV is a pressure production, and the clip demonstrated the pressure and the recovery well. The door of that old show, Inside Edition, got blown open. The soundbite will live forever. Sorry, Bill. But a few days ago, Bill did something interesting. He sort of went off about the mood of the country, and for about a minute extemporaneously expressed a mood that represented the country, the right, and when taken by inverse, the left. See the link below, and here is that soundbite.
I don't have any progressive friends anymore. They're gone because I can't stomach them. Criminals running wild, murdering people because progressive DAs funded by George Soros don't want to punish the violent criminals. That's what you're giving me. You support that? Get out of my house. Out. I've had it. Biden is not going to get any better. And the Democratic Party has to get destroyed next November. I don't care whether you like Trump or not. Trump governed this nation in a responsible way where everybody prospered. And if you don't believe that, you're a moron. Every single thing, every single indicator was on positive territory. All the working people, no matter what color they were making more money and there were more jobs.
I don't want to admit it, but most of us have experienced the polarization at work or at home or with friends and neighbors. We label and then make surgical decisions about each other. Think about the frustration and the unhealthy nature of this practice. Now make your mind go national. Admit it. I hope we never make this a civil war sort of issue. There are no winners in such a situation, only a sort of healing that takes, say, 100 years. So yes, your entire life and that of your offspring, if you are lucky. Dangerous times. Bill just went hot Irish and said what many of us are feeling. And you can take Trump out of it, or any political candidate, really. This is more like music, where you catch a feeling to understand rather than get tied to the names. I don't know if we owe him any thanks for it, but he did remind us that these are difficult times indeed. More later.